Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Stand up or none of you. Hi. Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show. I'm Jim Jefferies. Tonight we talk conspiracy theories. What are they? Who believes them? Who are you? Who do you work for? And scientists say humans are entering an extinction period. Ah, well, we had a good run except for the wars, the slavery, the pollution and the genocides. Probably for the best, really. Plus, I go on another police ride-along, this time on the mean streets of Sydney, Australia.
What's the best way to get out of a speeding ticket?
Honesty.
So I shouldn't have sucked the guy's then?
I saved 60 bucks! But first, the impeachment inquiry into President Trump revolves around Trump using his office to dig up political dirt on Joe Biden based on a debunked conspiracy theory. And it's not the only conspiracy theory spread by this president.
President Trump retweeted a baseless conspiracy theory to nearly 63 million Twitter followers. A spurious accusation that the Clintons are somehow linked to Jeffrey Epstein's death. Donald Trump has a pattern of promoting false claims. Birtherism about Barack Obama, linking Ted Cruz's father to the JFK assassination.
Trump is so good at spreading conspiracy theories, he's even convinced Melania that she's not the real Melania. There are lots of conspiracy theories out there, and you might be surprised how many people are buying into them.
These beliefs are actually really quite prevalent. About 50% of the US population believes at least one conspiracy theory.
50%! That's insane! Not to be a conspiracy theorist, but 50% of marriages end in divorce too. Part of me wonders if that's why. Like, Your Honor, she claims I'm not affectionate, but it's obvious that I can't get an erection because the Jews don't want me to. And the number of believers is only going up. For instance, there are more flat earthers than ever before, and the theory is so popular that they're planning on throwing a flat earth cruise. As if real cruises weren't bad enough. Can you imagine a flat earther one? Ahoy, passengers. We've got Bigfoot trivia at 2 p.m. The bar accepts Bitcoin. And don't forget the after dinner dessert buffet featuring 9/11 was an inside out cake. Personally, I've never understood the whole idea that 9/11 was an inside job. I've seen the footage. The planes clearly came from the outside. It was an outside job. The buildings were outside. Very much everything was outside. The problem is when fake conspiracy theories have real and dangerous consequences, like the idea that vaccines are harmful.
Lots of parents who don't get their child vaccinated, and we now actually see in various places a renewed surge of illnesses that are preventable by simple vaccines.
He used to talk normally before he got vaccinated. It's true, it only took one thoroughly debunked study to go viral to grow into the anti-vax movement, which is why we're seeing the resurgence in previously wiped out scourges like measles, whooping cough, and Jenny McCarthy's career. Unfortunately, it's impossible to stop the spread of these conspiracy theories, even when they aren't dangerous. At best, they only confuse people and prevent us from seeing the truth. Undeniable facts like Joe Biden did nothing wrong, climate change is real, and Tom Hanks is the head of the Illuminati. No! Just, okay, hear me out. Think about this, okay? It all goes back to the whole round earth thing. As we know, the ancient Greeks were the first one responsible for the round earth hoax. And who is deeply involved with the Greeks? Tom Hanks, producer of two movies about big fat Greeks mating. Why does Tom want big fat Greeks to reproduce so much? Maybe so their big fat Greek spawn keep on promoting the insane idea that the earth is round. Plus, The Greeks have been in financial crisis for years, while Tom Hanks, and I don't know where he gets his money from, but he seems very rich. Obviously, Greece bankrupted themselves to pay Tom Hanks to promote round eartherism. Think about it, right? Tom Hanks starred in the movie Charlie Wilson's War. His wife's name is Rita Wilson. His co-star in Castaway, Wilson. Three Wilsons. And how many letters are there in the name Wilson? Now, the name Wilson is from the German Wilhelm, meaning strong protector, a combination of the words willing and helmet. A willing man with a helmet. Sounds like Tom Hanks' character from Apollo 13. Sounds like what JFK wasn't when he was killed. And I'm supposed to believe that this is all a coincidence? If you want to hear more about the truth, I'll be speaking at the Flat Earth Cruise in 2020. They didn't give me an official stage, but I'll be yelling from behind the buffet. So, wake up, sheeple! We'll be right back. Back. If you're thinking about killing yourself, wait. The Earth might do it for you.
Species are vanishing at roughly 100 times the normal rate. In all of Earth's history, there have only been 5 mass extinction events, one of which killed the dinosaurs. Now, biologists say we are on the verge of the 6th.
The 6th mass extinction event is about to happen. Oh, I don't know much about the other ones. I assume it's like the Fast and Furious franchise. If you don't catch the first 5, you still know what's going on. And in the last one, Vin Diesel fights a comet whilst riding a T-Rex. Many species are already suffering, and as usual, it's humans' fault.
Researchers aren't sure what's making birds so vulnerable, but point to humans. Potential reasons including the destruction of natural habitat and use of toxic pesticides.
Since 1970, nearly a third of birds in the U.S. and Canada have disappeared from most biomes. That's almost 3 billion birds.
3 billion birds? How many have we got left? It just seems like there's plenty out there. Like, oh, I've never been anywhere and thought, you know what this place could use? More birds. Yeah. The strippers have to watch out for the eagle. He gets a little bit wingsy. The signs of extinction are everywhere.
The term is called colony collapse disorder. Suddenly hives are dying. We lost 43% of bee colonies over the last year. That's important because honeybees are a key part of agriculture.
So not only are we losing the birds, but we're also losing the bees, too. Without them around, now when parents want to have the birds and the bees conversation, they're just going to have to f*** in front of their kids. Even if humans survived, these extinction events means we wouldn't have anything left to eat.
The number of different species that are providing our crops has plunged dramatically. Our food system isn't necessarily going to be able to cope in the future with the damage being done to it.
You know what they say, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll drain the oceans, bleach the coral reef and bring the extinction of the human race. And it's not just that humans are causing these changes. In our efforts to help, we are throwing money at the wrong things.
Pandas, by comparison, don't affect many other life forms. So saving them saves the pandas, but not much else. Yet it's the cuddly pandas who qualify as a poster species for conservation organizations. Of the close to 20,000 endangered animal species, only 80 get the lion's share of the already scarce funding.
Yeah, pandas are a bunch of c***s. Pandas are using up resources, and it's pretty clear they don't even want to be alive. Their bodies can't digest their diet. They barely survive in the wild, and they f*** so rarely that they literally forget how. Things are so bad that panda breeders have now started showing them panda porn so they can emulate the process. Although, I don't see how that's gonna help. If you showed me porn of someone who looks exactly like me f***ing someone else who looks exactly like me, I'd be too busy masturbating to get anyone pregnant. Hold on, can we just hold for a second? This erection's gonna take a while. Personally, I'm not interested in some long, drawn-out extinction event where we slowly all starve to death. Give me a meteorite, man. That's what we need, man. Just a meteorite. That's how I want to go. I think humans should all die at once. Like we spot, like, some comet or some other sky thing, right, and it's falling, and we're told we've only got, like, 48 hours' notice before the end. How would you spend your time? Oh, I'd spend me last minutes on Earth telling everyone what I f***ing think of them. And then I'd walk right up to a bullseye of a skee ball lane and just throw all the balls in at once and see what happens. And then I'd probably get mad at myself and go, I should have thrown it in the 100 thing in the corner, but what are you going to do? And then I'd make sure I die in a tar pit so future generations can see my skeleton in their museums. And I'd hold a bone in front of me crotch so future species would think that's what me dick looks like. The only downside would be if somehow the government managed to knock the meteor out of the sky, then we'd all wake up on Extinction Day and realise we've been saved, and then you'd have to roll over to your stepsister and go, let's never speak of this again. But seeing we've already done it, let's f*** one more time. We'll be right back. Show, but before we go, humans are killing off animal species, and that's bad. But sometimes it's good to kill animals. Like this arsehole fish who's f***ing shit up for all the good fish.
This frightening fish, it's got dagger-like teeth, a monstrous appetite. It even walks on land.
Snakeheads have been reported in 14 states, but the first one has been caught and reported in Georgia now.
Okay, this TV show either needs smaller screens or bigger women. Now states are asking people who see snakehead to kill it immediately. Kill it immediately? What government secrets does this fish know? What are they, the Jason Bourne of invasive fish? They do bear a striking resemblance to Matt Damon. I call him Meth Damon. And these fish aren't the only invasive species the government is giving us the go-ahead to murder. In Florida, iguanas are also on the kill list.
An airsoft or pellet gun can be used, and if you happen to find something like a shovel, they say you can use that, but you need to make sure to kill it on its first try.
This is good news! Because in Florida, pellet guns and shovels are the traditional gifts for first anniversaries. All of this government-sanctioned animal murdering has me thinking, isn't man the most invasive species of all? Aren't we ruining the planet more than any lizard or fish? Maybe we should start hitting invasive people with shovels. Adults who still live at home and haven't moved out, hit them with a shovel. Strangers who talk to you in public bathrooms, hit them with a shovel. That roommate who said he didn't eat your leftover chicken, but then who did? Is the apartment haunted by a spirit whose unfinished business was eating my f***ing chicken palm? Hit Derek with a shovel. Then, in a few weeks, the cops knock on your door and say Derek's gone missing. Hit him with a shovel. Now you've got some bodies to dispose of. Good thing you've got a shovel. Then you go on the lam and the media calls you the shoveler. You move to another country, change your name and get a TV show. You have to hide in plain sight. Why would I tell you a story about being the shoveler if I was the shoveler? I'm not the shoveler. I'm Jim Jeffries. And I think we can all do better. Good night.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.